We're back with another episode of the lovely 1497 podcast,
we are
baby.
Back.
Jalen Brunson's won an MVP.
You're crazy.
I've been hearing the chants in the garden. So now I just have to.
Any type of player who's doing any type of winning to their next franchise is going to be. They're just going to catapult and just gas him up. Brunson. Yeah, you can say. Well, they just lost to the Lakers last night.
What? Because Brunson got double teamed 30 times.
Isn't that what they're supposed to do?
Yes.
So why are you getting mad?
Because
you didn't do that without Randall.
I wanted them to have a 10 game winning streak.
And you're making me mad with these Knicks folks, man. You're making me mad.
I'm a Knicks fan now. It's been a great 3 weeks.
You just joined the bandwagon.
I know, but I'm actually going to become a fan of the Knicks, even if they lose.
I'll get it.
I claimed, I saw, I conquered. I needed a new team. Toronto wasn't looking good. Chicago is a dumpster fire of an organization. And I was like, you know what?
You can pick Memphis.
Memphis?
At least the future's bright.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I just said Memphis like that. Nah, I had to pick.
I had to pick
the Knicks.
You're acting like I said, who's a...
I thought you said Atlanta.
I'm going to say Atlanta. I'm like, yeah, that's kind of...
Well, it depends on what they do with DeJounte Murray. But you still got Trae Young.
They're not doing anything.
And then, like, imagine being a Hornets fan right now. I would even turn off my TV.
Or a Wizards fan.
That would be... I mean, at least, like, with them...
There's nothing to look for in the
Washington. I mean, Kyle Kuzma.
You're 9 and like 40.
No, that's terrible. I mean, it's worse than being a Detroit fan. But like Detroit
makes sense though why they're bad.
Yeah, like they have upside, but that's not like upside.
Washington
until, like, 5
has
years.
Two. Washington traded for a guy thinking he's gonna be a 20-point per game scorer. He's a champion. They thought that's what they were getting, and he's a six man now. You know he's coming off the bench?
No, they benched him?
He's coming off the bench now.
Wow.
I didn't realize that until the other day when my homie told me that. He said Jordan Poole's coming off the bench. I said, what?
I said, that's
a downfall. I said, but he don't care, though, because he's got his money. He's got a ring.
Yeah.
What else is he playing for just for fun at this point? He's got everything.
That is true. I feel like he'd go home, and he's like, I play in the NBA. Big whoop.
I'm getting 30 plus million a year, and I have a championship ring already.
Like, I'm cool.
I'm only one. And what is this year?
Year four, I think.
This is year. No, because what? His first year was 20. This is year five.
Year five.
His first year was the year the Warriors didn't have Clay and Steph because they got hurt. It was 2020. His second year is 2020-21. His third year was the year he won the chip. And that's when they paid him. And his fourth year was last year. This year is his fifth. So he's in year five. He's got the ring and he's already got paid. Some guys, they're just okay with that. Some guys like, nah, I need more. But some guys, they okay.
Yeah.
And clearly he's okay because I, for a fact, thought he's going to average like 23, 24 points. Because I said, he's averaging 20 with the Warriors and he's playing behind Steph and Clay. And Wiggins, and he's got way more. So I'm like, oh, he could definitely average 20, 21, 24 with Wizards because he's going to get more shots. But turns out he's not like that. Kuzma is like that. Kuzma's averaging 20, and he can rebound.
I think he's averaging like 22 and 9, like 22 and 8.
It's just an unserious team. So, yeah, that's all it is. It's just an unserious team. But it is what it is. But we're not here to talk about Washington. Like you said, you could be a Wizards fan, you could be a Hornets fan, you could be a Hawks fan who are stuck in the middle, you could be who else? You could be
a Pelicans fan.
Could be a Pelicans. I mean the Pelicans are kind of, yeah, you're right, they're kind of stuck in the nether, but you got Could be a Rockets fan.
Yeah.
They still have recent success in being good the past 5 years. So
like they have upside, but it's not like like, I mean, championship upside.
They're okay though, but you could, yeah, like I said, you could be a Hornets, you could be a Wizards fan. Those are kind of the worst. Magic have upside.
Yeah, they have a lot of upside.
Magic have upside. Atlanta, they're stuck in the middle. You could be a Bulls fan. Oh wait, bro.
Yeah, you know, I have to abort the show.
The Pacers have upside. The Bucks, they're gonna be good for the next couple of years. Boston's gonna be good. You could be Brooklyn, a Nets fan.
That is true.
The Nets are really stuck in the middle because did you see the report that they was gonna that someone offered 5 first round picks for Bridges and they didn't take it?
That is crazy.
You know that's not their first time doing that, right?
Nah, but like Sean Marks is literally an animal when it comes to like trade value. But 5 first round picks and not accepting
him and crazy. Him and Majiri from the Raptors, they are crazy with these.
Like I think for Pascal, you wanted something ridiculous, which is fair because Pascal's a good player.
Pascal isn't that good though. He isn't a superstar good though.
But they want a haul. And like the same with the Wizards. Someone offered the Wizards. No, I think it was Minnesota. Minnesota offered the Wizards 4 first round.
Four second for Tyus. It was Tyus.
And they didn't accept it.
I mean 4 second round picks is. I mean, second round picks really aren't. See, it's not like the NFL where it's like they're valuable in a way, but it's like second round picks. I mean, you never know. You could get the next Jokic.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, or you could
find so many gems
in the second round, or you could trade those second round picks for better players.
Yeah, four second round picks.
And Tyus, they act like Tyus is like a difference maker on the team. Tyus is good. He's a really solid point guard. In Minnesota, he would be actually great because him and Mike Conley, that point guard play would be amazing.
Yes, especially if Ant for some reason isn't playing good and Mike Conley, then you just implement Tyus into that lineup.
Tyus literally is like, I think him and Monte Morris are like literally the best guards at the assist turnover ratio. That means those guys, they're getting way more assists and they turn the ball over. That's one thing I respect about Tyus and Monte Morris. Aren't known as defenders, but hey, a good solid point guard is a good solid point guard for a team like Minnesota who has two guys who can score. You got rim protecting Gobert. You got Jay McDaniels. Then you got Kyle Anderson, Naz Reid off the bench. And I forgot, N'Keal, Alexander Walker. So it's like Minnesota's good. And then they're the number one seed. So add Tyus, you're just going to get better. And you only get 6 round picks, you'll be better. But you know why? You know bad teams, they don't know how to just accept the fact that they're bad. Look at the Bulls. Like, guess what? You took someone to trade LaVine. Now he opts to get surgery. Now you can't trade him.
And you won't get value from him either because I think he's a free agent.
No, he's not. He's had an extension.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he's not a free agent for a while. Vucevic, you're not going to get a lot of value from Vucevic because he's older. You know what he is, and they know you want to trade him. DeRozan. DeRozan's probably going to get the most value, but
yeah, because the 76ers came out and said that the only team that they would trade, or no, not the only team, that for DeMar DeRozan, they would trade a first-round pick for DeMar.
Yeah, because he's worth the first. Yeah. He's still a good player, but it's like, you got to think about fit. And it's like, do the Bulls want to make the trade? They're probably not because they still believe next year we give it one more year. Lonzo's going to be back. That maybe we'll be good again. No. You got to think about he's got to get back in a game shape. So you got to wait probably another year and a half before you really get the real him. And that's if he's actually still good because he hasn't played in what?
2 years.
Two years. And he's going off for surgery that most people say he should retire.
Thank you.
But they talk about he come back from an injury that he hasn't played in 2 years, and most people say he should retire. And it was reports that he couldn't walk. So it's like, come on, man. Bulls fans, let's get your heads out your ass. Like, it's not looking good. It's time to rebuild. But you know what? They don't want to because they look at the Bears and go, well, the Bears are bad. We're bad. So it's like once, but the Hawks and Blackhawks are still good, right?
The Blackhawks?
Yeah.
Now they're in rebuild mode.
God. Are the Cubs good?
the Cubs are in, like, they're getting back to
2016.
They're last year they almost made the playoffs.
Okay.
And then I think the year before they sucked. So, like, this year they might make the wild card. I don't know what moves they've made.
Are the White Sox good?
The White Sox fucking suck. They're okay, so bad.
Okay, so you're pretty much saying that every Chicago sports team sucks.
Yeah. Besides what the Bears do and the Cubs. Those are the only bright spots.
Man, the Bears in Chicago sports. Look at the division.
I don't think they'll win the division. I got the Packers winning the division since we're talking about that. Yep. I'm saying it right now. I got the Packers winning the division.
After we just talk about the Lions.
Yes, I know.
Literally having no choice but to come back better because they have the cap space, the draft picks. You're talking about they're gonna lose the division?
Yes.
Packers, who have no cap space.
Yeah, I think what the Packers showed us,
they would have to cut a bunch of their good guys. But it's like, and it's even questioning if Jair is gonna come back.
Well, yeah, I know, but even when they didn't have Jair at points and times, they were still looking really solid defensively, and I like their interior pressure that they had, and I like the secondary that they had because they were causing havoc for quarterbacks. They even caused Jared Goff a lot of disruption when they played on Thanksgiving, and I don't think Jair played that game.
He didn't.
I think Jared Goff had like 2 interceptions that game. It is crazy, but I think that offense is going to take off next year, and I think if they can't do anything with no cap space, I feel like they'll be able to prolong it long enough to where they can win games offensively, but it all starts with Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur.
Yeah. Joel Embiid's out for an extended period of time. He's going to have surgery.
Yeah, I saw that. I think he'll be back for the first round of the playoffs, but I don't think they're going to win the Eastern Conference.
Because when he comes back, they're not even going to be 100% healthy. He's still not going to be 100%. He's not going to be 100%. And Sixers, this is just a lost year. It's just a lost year at this point because without Embiid, you're not any type of contender. Yeah, it's good to see Maxey has improved and showed you he can be a 24 game scorer. That's a bright spot, but you have no Embiid. Without Embiid, you're not a championship contender, which sucks. And it sucks for him because it did feel like he kind of forced himself to play that game because the rules. Which, you know, I can understand what they were doing with the 65 because it's like it seems like they're trying to get rid of the load management. But it's like for the guys who actually get hurt and are putting up monster numbers, they're not sitting out. Like guys like Tyrese. Tyrese actually has been hurt this year. Jimmy Butler has actually been hurt this year. And if they play well, you're going to actually try to punish him for playing well, but it's guys Giannis will sit out, definitely sit out a lot of times. Kawhi will sit out, PG will sit out. Like, the guys who actually were not hurt, that were just ready to sit out, you're not punishing them. The guys who actually get hurt, you're punishing them. So it's like, it sucks, but it's like, because Tyrese, I think, can't miss more than 4 more games, and he won't be eligible for all NBA. And so you're telling me a guy who averaging 25-10 won't make an All-NBA team because he didn't play 65 games, which is ridiculous to me.
Which is – it's a rough rule, but I feel like with that rule
– but it's like, what about the guys who are genuinely hurt, but they have to play because they don't want to lose out on money?
I feel like
– that's what it's about.
I feel like they should switch it to where – players that are actually injured and there's documentations of them being injured that they could get somewhat of a pass. With the guys that are just going to sit out just because like they're tired or whatever.
Or if it's a back-to-back.
The back-to-back. I mean,
that's that's really what it is. It's about the back-to-back games where guys sit out. Like, Embiid, yeah. Like, look at Victor. Victor, like, literally, like, they'll play Thursday. They play Friday. Literally Thursday, that it will report that he's going to play Thursday, but he's going to be out Friday for rest. So I'm like, okay, I understand that. I mean, I don't know why, because he's ain't he like 20. Or was he like 19? He's 19. Why is he getting rest already? Like he's 26, 8 years in the league already. Like, he's Kawhi. Like, no. Like, Pop is weird, but he's the one who started all that low management.
Yeah.
So he started it, and so I don't understand why he's still doing it. But.
And then, like, on top of that, too, if we take away the rule, then you have guys who played, like, 48 games with, like,
inflated numbers. Nah, you gotta – I'm pretty sure it's still, like – I think before it was 54. I think it was, like, 54. 50. Okay. I forgot. Because it was 2 years ago. LeBron just made it to make the All-NBA team. Because I think you had to play, like, 54 or something. But now that he put 65 – which I'm like, ugh. I mean, at first it didn't look bad, but I was like, actually thinking about it. I'm like, dang, actually, so it's 82 games. That's what's that? What's that, 17 games? You can't miss more than 17.
Yeah.
I say get it to 60. I say 60. 22. 22 is fair to me. 22 games is fair. Because 22 games, that's usually what? That's like a month and a half. Almost a month and a half of games you missed. Because it's usually what? 10, 13 games in a month?
Yeah. Yeah,
usually like 10 or 13 games a month. So that's why I say 22 is fair. Because if a guy's missing a month and a half, then yeah, I think that makes sense. That why he shouldn't contend, because he's missing a month and a half, then he shouldn't be eligible to make an All NBA. But guys missing, what was it, 17? I mean, it's a tough rule, but. I guess we got to deal with it. It is what it is. But I mean, because I was looking at the it was the main reason that the topic is even a thing is because Tyrese and Joel. Because I think he only can miss four more games. He's missing more than four games.
Yeah.
And he's now out the MVP discussion. He's putting up MVP numbers, which I cannot disagree. He is putting up MVP numbers, but. I didn't know he missed that many games so far. That's crazy to think about. He's missed that many games so far, but and Tyrese, because Tyrese, if he don't make All NBA, he's going to be ineligible for like a $40 million bonus or something like All NBA, which is that's tough because you're taking money out of guys' pockets because of donuts. But I mean, the MVP conversation now gets more interesting without Embiid in the mix. Cause now it's more. Because now it's Jokic, SGA. I say it's SGA. Jokic, I think Jokic isn't going to get it because they're kind of tired of giving it to him. I think it's SGA because he's averaging 30. They're a top seed in the Western Conference on a young team, one of the youngest teams in the league. Then I think it was Giannis, it's Luka, it's Jason Tatum.
I think the only way that SGA doesn't win is if the Thunder starts slipping and losing games. And if Luka is able, because I think he only can miss 8 more games. If Luka plays the rest of the season, I think Luka.
I don't think he's playing the rest of the season. He's not playing the rest of the season. But Luka, for him to get up there, he'll have to win more games.
Yeah.
Because his numbers alone put him in MVP conversation, but he has to win more games. That's always been a problem with Luka, is that they never win. They're never like a top three seed. Because if he's a top three seed, I say, yeah, he's definitely MVP. They're never a top three seed because last year missed the playoffs. Year before that, they were like number four. They were number four. And then the year before that, I think they were the seventh seed. Were they a seventh seed? No, they were like a top four seed again. And then the year before that, they were top seven. So it's like he needs to get in the top three, top two. And then you're like, he's got to be MVP because the man's a 2K player, bro. I was literally watching, like, you know, my brother, he called me. He said, watch the Mavs Atlanta Hawks game. I said, why? He said, Luka has 50 in the third. I said, 50 in the third. I said, he's going for 70. He could have went for 80. but they started double teaming him. Like, bro, yeah, like, bro, I think he had like 65 to start the fourth.
You know, that's the most efficient 70 point game in NBA history.
I'm positive it is. I'm pretty sure he wasn't missing a lot of shots either.
It was
I really wanted him to go for 80, but they started double teaming him so hard. I'm like, y'all are so lame.
Speaking of lame, I can't believe Trae Young, De'Aaron Fox, and Sabonis didn't get their all-star bid. But it makes sense because I was talking to my homie about it, and my homie was saying they're going to reward guys who are winning and are performing well on the teams that are winning. So, for example, Karl Anthony Towns. I think Sabonis should be over
Karl. Sabonis should have made it over Cat. He should have made it over Cat. Yeah. De'Aaron should have made it over.
I think he should have made it over Steph. But, like, they're obviously going to give it to Steph.
You can't do that. You can't do that.
I know. That's what my homie is telling me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't kick Steph out. Unless Steph missed, like, a lot of games, that's the only way you can put an all-star in.
Yeah.
But you can't. Oh, the backlash? Nah,
that would have been crazy.
It would have been crazy.
Think about it. With the guards, you have Devin Booker. I don't think De'Aaron Fox is playing better than Booker right
now. He's not better than Booker. He's not doing better than Booker.
Ant, you can make a conversation.
You can make the conversation, but Ant's the number one seed in the West.
Yeah, so, and then,
so then you got
what other guard that made it?
It's Luka. You can't. Absolutely not. Man, who else made it in the West? I gotta look.
Let me look it up right now. Cause like, then it gets to where that's a hard conversation to have in the West versus
the East.
The East.
Trey should have made over Brown. He should have made over Brown.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Absolutely, he should have made over Brown.
I think because I thought you were going to make the argument that he should have made it over Tyrese. I think he should have made it over Tyrese.
I said Brown, because Brown isn't putting up the numbers like he. Brown shouldn't even count as a guard. I think he should count as a forward.
Yeah. I don't know why they count him as a guard. He shouldn't even be an all-star to begin with.
He shouldn't be an all-star. I said, I get it. They're the number one seed. But Tatum, I get it 100%. But it should have been. It should have been Trey. Trey's averaging 27 and 10.
So before you go into the Trey, it was Devin Booker, Curry,
and
then SGA, and then Luka. So, like, out of all those, the only reasonable argument
is Ant.
Yeah, is Ant. Because Steph is going to be in there, even if he was averaging 10 points a game.
Even, I swear to God. Realistically, Steph should be the one you can argue, but you can't because the fan vote, I'm positive he was literally topping. I'm surprised he wasn't a starter. That actually shocked me. And another thing, Dame shouldn't have been a starter. He shouldn't have been a starter.
No.
I think Jalen Brunson definitely should have been a Brunson. But you gotta think about the starters are usually the popularity contest. That's why I'm shocked Steph wasn't a starter. Because stars usually is always a popularity contest. Because look at it. LeBron, Jokic, SGA, Luka. It's a popularity contest. That's why I don't pay attention to the fan votes. That's why the starters I don't really pay attention to. So I'm like, that's all the fans. I said the bench is who I care about. Because, like, that's the coaches. And they're deciding that. So I'm like, because those make more sense to me. Because I'm like, you actually have to think about reserves.
Yeah.
Okay. And another thing, if Brown, look, I'm not going to argue Jimmy over Brown, but I would because I'm just a Heat fan. But I'll argue Jimmy over Brown. But Jimmy don't care about missing an All-Star game. He don't care. But it's just so. Paul George. I think Paul George counts as a guard. I think De'Aaron should have made over Paul George.
In that offense, I would count Paul George as a forward more.
That's the thing. Because I know a lot of people say Paul George, but I don't think Paul George counts as a guard. I don't know because he plays guard sometimes. Like, Yeah, no, I don't think he. No, he doesn't. He's small for Kawhi's power forward because it's Harden, man. I'm sorry. I think De'Aaron. I don't think he got snubbed. I don't think he got snubbed. I just think he just ain't got what the other few guys got. Like if he was like Ant has. Look at Ant's argument. He's the best player on one of the top teams in the whole NBA. That's a great argument. Steph's argument is, yeah, he's putting up numbers, but he's got the popularity contest. He's got the fans with him. So it's like, it's impossible to kick him out.
Most people would be like, without Steph, they wouldn't even be good at all, which is true to a certain degree. But
you say that about the Kings, too. How good would they be? But you can say that about all guys. But and then you got SGA. They're top. He's the best player averaging 30 on the best team in the West. That's the argument right there. You got, then got Luka. Luka's putting up video game numbers. He's a top 7 team in the West. I don't think De'Aaron's making it over that because De'Aaron isn't putting up the numbers Luka's putting up. That's what, if De'Aaron was putting up Luka numbers, then I think you can make an argument that he can make over a couple guys.
Well, yeah. The only two guys I think that got snubbed was Trae Young and Sabonis.
Sabonis and Trae Young definitely got snubbed because Sabonis definitely made over Cat. Because
Sabonis, he's
Cat. Sabonis is literally averaging like 20. I'm positive he's like 20.
19. If you want to round up, 20 and 13.
How many assists? I know he's averaging like 7 assists.
I think it was 8 when I checked. Let me
check. Man, it's like he's literally a poor man's Jokic. And that's not even, I'm not even meaning to say it's a bad way. He's a poor man's Jokic. He just isn't the absolute.
He's averaging 8 assists per game. And then on top of that,
me that's not an all-star.
This man has had 30 consecutive double-doubles.
I saw that. But it's like, so you're telling me he's not an all-star, but you put Kaz on all-star only because he had that 60-point game and a loss. He's the reason they lost.
Yeah, and, like, it's not even that. Like, I think they put him there just like how my friend was talking to me about it. I think he put him there because of the success that they have. Because if it was like who's actually playing good and they're going off of that and not record, Victor would have made his first All Star in his rookie year.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Victor would have made it. But over who, though? AD? No.
No, but I mean, the West is.
The West is different. So I'm talking about the East. Yeah. If Victor was in the East, he would make it.
Yeah.
He would have made it over somebody like Bam. Guarantee he would have made it over somebody like Bam because nobody respects Bam, but.
But nah, what else? Oh yeah, we got the lovely Knicks, my new favorite team. My new favorite team.
I dreaded typing that in.
The New York love, baby. You know, New York's been playing really good basketball. And the best thing about them playing the really good basketball is their hustle. I've been loving the hustle that they had from Josh Hart. Josh Hart is the make or break of that team. And then on top of that, Dante DiVincenzo has been balling from deep. So I think once they get OG back, once they get Julius Randle back, I think that team is going to be really, really good. And Julius Randle has worked a lot with his playmaking game and being unselfish with the ball. Like, there's still spurts where he would go straight to the paint every single time, but it's annoying. But on top of that, I think they'll be fine. And then having OG and Anobi there, the only thing that I think they need is try to get another center for cheap, because right now, I mean, Hartenstein's playing good, but they're still undersized. So when they go up
against Hartenstein's pretty good, but he's not Mitch. He's not Mitch. He's a really good center, but he isn't Mitch.
Like, once Mitch comes back, I think.
Oh, Mitch is not coming back.
Oh, he's out for the season?
They say his chances to come back are probably like second round type. Maybe his second round, I think they said he possibly can come back, but who knows if he'll make that far.
Yeah. And then I think the way Jalen Brunson has been playing,
he's putting himself in the MVP conversation for sure. He's putting himself in that conversation.
The only thing that now they're going to know that teams are going to pick up on is double teaming him, because they took him out the game and then they didn't have another guy that was making shots with them. Because
I mean, to be fair, that's a game you should have won, because AD has only 10 points.
Yeah, but he was such a impactful effect.
Yeah,
he had 18 rebounds.
And he was protecting the rim. I did see that. I forgot who went off, because I know LeBron had like 24, but somebody else had 20.
I think it was Austin Reeves.
Oh yeah, I let Reeves start hitting a bunch of threes. Of course, the one time I don't put money on him making threes. I'm still retired. You know, but you know what almost brought me out? You know what's crazy though?
Well, what almost brought you out of retirement?
The championship game.
Wow.
I saw a bet. It said Travis Kelce first touchdown, Zay Flowers second. And then it was like Amon-Ra, 30 plus receiving yards in both halves. You know what the payout with that was?
What?
$1,900 off $10. But you wonder why I didn't do it? Because I said, I feel like Kelce is going to be taken out the game. I don't think Kelce is going to be taken out the game. And I said, I don't know if Zay Flowers is going to receive a touchdown, because I said the Chiefs receivers. And you know what happened? It's crazy how the game went. What happened? It's crazy how the game went, didn't it? The first receiver, Kelce, man. And because I said, Amara, I'm doing, because I said, that's a guarantee. I said, I don't care what the Niners are. I said, Amara's getting 30 in both halves. And guess what? I saw somebody else do it. They posted on Twitter. Do you know how good having that 2K would have been right now?
Man.
You know what I did? Majority of that, like 99% of that is going back to me. The other percent is getting staying off it. I'm hurt, man. I'm hurt
right now, too. Miles Bridges needs one more point. They're getting their ass scraped right now.
Oh, yeah, he's not getting back in the game.
And the thing is, he's been in the game, and they just called a timeout because they've been playing so bad. So I hope Steve Clifford is just like, we're just going to leave y'all in the game. Get me one more point.
Y'all figure it out.
Like, because then it just wouldn't make any sense. And wait. No, he's not coming back in. I'm so done.
You could be my homie. He said he's literally lost his last five by one. One thing not going right. He said he's never been. I said, why'd you bet on Drew Holiday? He bet on Drew Holiday against 17. I said, why would you do that? I said, first of all, the whole Celtics team is untrustable.
It really is.
The whole Celtics team is unreliable. I would not, especially Tatum. Tatum is one of the most unreliable players. You know, but you want to one bet that I definitely, Chris Paul was reliable to always bet his under on rebound. Always bet his under on rebound. And Jimmy Butler bet his under on his assist rebounds. Not anymore, but before, he came back, if you bet on his under rebound, he was always going to hit, because he's either going to rebound today or he's going to assist today. He's never doing both. Now he's doing both. So I wouldn't do that anymore. But Chris Paul under was always a guarantee. Aaron Gordon's under on assist definitely was a hit too. That's a hit too. That's all that was a hit too. I forgot what I bet that. I think one man won the two. What was it? It was Aaron Gordon under two assists, 2.5. Jokic under 1.5. Under a half of three. And it was Jamal Murray plus 7 assists. All of them hit. Jokic didn't even attempt one. And Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, I remember that, because he was like, because he was freaking out. And then like an hour or two later, you sent me a screenshot of it. He was like,
So we back in the game, man.
He said, we're back.
I still regret that Magic one, though. Literally, that whole parlay hit. But I just didn't realize, why did I put the money line in that? Why did I do that? You know, because you know all the ones I put, the money line made it go from 600 to 800.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me I would have been 600 plus if I just took that out? Because all of them hit. I regret it to this day. I go to sleep. I wake up and think about it. Wake up in the middle of the night and be like, what if I didn't do that? Why did I 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 do that? And I regret it to this day. Sorry if y'all listening to us just complain about gambling. We don't have a problem, though.
We don't.
I'm tired. For now.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. That'll do it a little bit. I'm not addicted. That's the whole message to get out of that. The only thing we got to talk about is the Warriors struggles.
The Warriors, yeah.
They're not playing their young talent.
They're playing their young talent. They just suck.
I mean, yeah, but I think like them missing Draymond for the amount of games that they missed Draymond for. That hurt them.
Klay Thompson
is horrible right now.
He is. He's not that good. Steph really just put up 60 and they lose. Because I saw he had 57 going into OT. I said, he's getting 60. He got 60, but then I saw he was down 7 with 28 seconds left. I said, how? I said, they should be up. Well, you want to know why? Because Klay was like 2 for 15 from 3. I don't think he realizes that if he's not shooting well, he's not really useful on the court anymore because he's not the same defender he once was. Nor can he drive to the basket like he used to. So it's like, Klay, man, you gotta.
And Looney isn't really the same that he was. I think it was 2 years ago in the playoffs. Like he's the con.
Looney, you, in the regular season, you don't really expect much. Just the postseason when he really starts to show you how good he is. And then Kaminga's actually playing really good.
No, Moody, that's the bright spot.
Moody isn't doing anything. You don't have Chris Paul right now. So it's like the Warriors, they're the 12 seed right now. And they're 4 games below 500. Could they miss the playoffs again? And you know what's crazy? People always bring it up. They're like, they literally could have drafted LaMelo, have LaMelo, Steph, and Klay. Or they could have took Tyrese. It was so many options, but they took James Wiseman, and he's not even on the roster anymore. He's not on the roster anymore. You took Moody, and you could have took somebody else. I forgot who they could have taken over Moody. Moody, Kaminga, he's playing good now, so at least that looks good. Then you trade Jordan Poole. Instead, I mean, sorry, somebody's got to go. The dynasty, that big three, it's not going to work. It doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work anymore. Klay Thompson, his injuries are catching up to him. Draymond. It's really Klay. That's what it is. It's Klay. It's really Klay. It's not Draymond. Because Draymond and Curry, they still win without Klay. It's just Klay. He's just – I think it's time you got to break it up. You won 4 chips. You've been to the finals what?
8 times?
No, 6. 6. Yeah, 6 times because they lost to the Cavs. Yeah, they lost to the Cavs and also Raptors. They've been there 6 times. They went there 4 years. No. You went to the finals. Was it 5 years in a row?
I think 5
years in a row. Yeah, they've been there 6 times. They lost to... Because remember, they beat the Cavs again, they beat the Celtics. So that's 4.
Yeah. And then they lost to the Cavs. That was 5.
They lost to the Raptors. That's 6. So they're 6 finals. It's a final 6 times. You won 4 chips. That's why, what's his name, got out of there? Because he won't be the one to make that decision. He got out of there because he didn't want to be the one to make that decision to split them up. He didn't want to make that decision. I don't blame him because that's a very tough decision you got to make because you got fan bases that are going to like it. A lot of people aren't going to like it.
Curry's not going to like it. Draymond's not going
to
like it.
But you have to if you want to stay competitive because Steph is still good.
Yeah.
It's not like Steph is falling off a cliff or he's showing decline. He's still good. You still, as long as Steph Curry... It's still Steph Curry. You for sure can contend for a title.
Oh, but yeah.
Right now, you and then Wiggins isn't the same dude he once was 2 years ago. So it's like, It sucks, man. But guess what? You know what I'm saying, man.
Not my team, not my problem.
My problem. It's not my problem. My problem is us losing to the Clippers.
Nah, yeah. That's, I don't know how y'all just did that.
Yeah, we lost by 6. Yeah, because we suck. That's why. We suck. Well, we went on a 7-game losing streak. I'm telling you, we got to bench Tyler. Well, Tyler didn't play today.
But no, yeah, he was injured.
Because of headache.
What?
He had a headache.
Wow.
He had a headache. Ooh, Pascal gave me 71 points of fantasy.
Man, that's yeah, spicy he was eating.
Yeah, so PG gave me 36. Hey, man, last thing we got to mention before we got to go. I know it's kind of short, but listen. The Pro Bowl was today. We were busy. Stupid ass. We're gearing up for Super Bowl Sunday.
No, yeah, that's gonna be
last football game of the year. Sad, I know. It's disappointing. Can't believe we gotta go another what? We gotta wait till
October. October. Whoa.
September. August actually.
Yeah.
Before we see another football game play. You're tripping. I don't know where you got that.
Two.
I know it's episode show where you usually go an hour, but hey, man. Listen, he's got a draft to do.
I do. Fantasy draft.
He's got a Madden draft to do, and I got things to do. But let's get this last topic to hit out the way, man. Do your homework. I do this fantasy stuff, man.
Nah, you like that with fantasy basketball. I'm not gonna lie.
I like that. And guess what? He tried to trade me. Well, no. And you know what's crazy? I thought at first he was going to say that's a bad trade. But guess what? I finessed him because guess what? I just got Paul George and Trey Jones for Tyler Hero because he dropped Malik Monk and he dropped Jamie. So ooh. I traded Tyler Hero. So essentially, if you think I traded Tyler Hero for Paul George, who has way more upside than Tyler because Paul George is the second option on that team. I do this, man. Yeah, PG only had 36 today, but that's because he's playing against a good team. But come on, man. I do this. PG is upgraded with Tyler, but like what? Because of his versatility. Tyler, if he's not hitting shots, is useless. PG can get steals, get rebounds, hit a pass. I do this.
You got it. For now.
You're not coming back. You're not at the playoffs.
Yeah, no, I gave up. I gave up a long time ago.
I definitely know you gave up because I'm like, you won two in a row, man.
Yeah, that was good.
Well, it was against two dudes who ain't playing no more. So
yeah, I'll still take those two in a row.
Yeah, man, you're not over.
Yeah,
I'm giving myself a pat on the back, man. I won 8 games last year. I'm at 9 games right now. I won 8 games.
You better beat Armand.
You know what's crazy? The chances are better now because Joel is out. Joel is literally a walking 80 points, which is ridiculous to think about. That means as soon as he walks in, he's walking 80. SGA, for me, like my best player essentially is in a big man. And you're more likely to win if your best player is a big man because big men are guaranteed 50 usually if they're good. Like, my best player is SGA, Tatum. And Tatum, you know, is inconsistent. It's been, especially because they have so many pieces now that Tatum isn't going to have to go for 30 all the time. And SGA, he gives me 60-plus, but that's not comparing to, like, Embiid. That's why I have to make my team deep compared to, like, having, like, a bunch of couple guys. Like, you know, I need – that's why I'm trying to give – see, Cade is useful, but Cade's rusty right now. Because he just came off an injury. But Cade, before that, he was getting 50, 60. But now he's kind of rusty. Bam. Sometimes it's based on the game. He's hit or miss. He gives me 60, 50. Sometimes 70. He gives me 80 sometimes. Franz gave me 60 today, which is good. Siakam gave me 70. But he can be sometimes hit or miss. But and then Clint Capella, he hurts. Now I put him on IR. And then I can't wait for Mark Williams to come back because he was a center for the Hornets. And Nick Richards puts up numbers. Mark Williams is better than Nick Richards. So I think him to come back, though they're saying some timetable for him. And I'm kind of wasting the IR spot for him because he's been out since like November. And I'm trying to keep up hope that he comes back. But if not, that is what it is. My high school person right now, I think I am. Yeah, I got 2,300 points. Hey, it's fancy for it. Love it. Better than football already.
I don't even want to talk about fantasy football.
You still finished ahead of me.
I could have traded Aaron Jones I could have won a couple more games, but I decided
I could have traded Kenneth Walker. If I knew that's what he was going to give me all year, I could have traded him for Tank Dell. I mean, yeah, Tank Dell got hurt, but I've been better. You know, I would have won more a couple games that I lost. Well, to be fair, I lost three games last year because I played the wrong people. I lost Armand because I didn't play Schultz. I lost to somebody else because I didn't play Schultz. I lost Armand because I didn't play Ferguson. And I lost somebody else because I didn't play Schultz. Look at it. Don't play a tight end, you lose.
At least you're not me who thought Jared Goff was going to go off against the Packers. Laid an egg, and then Jordan Love and Christian Watson just pops off.
Oh yeah, that's tough. That's tough, man. That's tough.
But that's besides the point. I got to get to my Madden draft. I'm out of here. New podcast episode. We'll drop it Thursday. Follow, like, comment at 1497 podcast.
Share
1497 podcast. We're on all podcasting platforms. Tell your friends about it. And then if you ever want to talk sports,
tell your father, your uncle, your auntie, your sister.
My Instagram is john.keaton, KEETON.
My Instagram is KNVG underscore, ZANZ. I should forget my ID.
See, we got too much stuff on our heads that we forget handles. And I'm gone. I got to go draft
the
women team.